Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. Hey everybody, how's it going? Thanks for listening to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, here with Carl. What's going on, man?
It's St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
And look, I'm all jizzed up here.
You're all jizzed up, dude.
Yeah. I got the Pickle Man shirt on. I got my little beads on. I don't have a hat.
We're drinking green
lime
vodka.
I cannot do a Irish accent, so I will not try.
I mean,
sound like a fucking
maybe if this drink
almost
hits
said
me
a bad word. What?
Say a bad word. I don't give a fuck.
No, I said fucking. I almost said something else.
Oh,
I don't want to insult the Irish or the leprechauns.
The leprechauns.
Yeah, I already pissed a few leprechauns off. At the dark hour haunted house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pissed them off, huh?
I got killed 7 times at the dark hour.
7 times?
Yeah. I was shrieked. Can you see that? By bogeys. And I was hacked to death by red caps.
Mm.
So the haunt was, part of it was, in the dark. It was in the daytime. They turned the lights on and it was daytime and the leprechauns would come out and you had to make the leprechauns give you gold.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You had to dance or sing or make them leprechauns happy. But then the lights went out and these red caps started running around trying to kill you. And these bogeys, if you were quiet, they might leave you alone. But if you made a noise, they'd get you. So then the lights would come back on and the leprechauns would come back out and the bogeys would freeze and they couldn't move. The red caps could still kill you during the light if they smelled you. So it was a pretty weird themed haunted house, I guess, but it was different. I've never been to a haunt like that. Was it as good as Valentine's Day? Not really, but I didn't get black eyes or bumps in the head, so probably good. I don't know. Alan was very hospitable last night. Alan Hopps, the owner of Dark Hour.
Well, that's
co-owner
cool.
Or whatever he is now.
Well, that's cool.
So we had a fun time at the Dark Hour Haunted House for the St. Patrick's Day Leprechaun Haunted House.
Leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
So we hope everybody's having a good St. Patrick's Day.
Yoda here.
Yep, Yoda's green.
Yeah.
You got all the green lighting going on.
The green lighting, but I'm watching my WWE 23 game as we're going here.
Uh-oh.
I'm ready to go back to my game. Yeah. St. Patrick's Day, I play WWE game. I just got the game this week, so it's brand new to me.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure Jimbo would, me and him might have to, if he has it, we'll get online and wrestle each other.
That'd be cool. I bet you can make up all kinds of cool characters and shit now, can't you?
You can. You can make anything you want, really.
Huh.
Old wrestling, it comes with a pretty big roster of legends and current wrestlers, and they come out with downloadable wrestlers as the months go along. So Harley Race is actually going to be in a download pack here coming up. That's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. And my friend David's, because Harley Race was basically the god of wrestling. What do you think of that? Is that what you believe in?
I believe
that's
it.
Harley's views.
I believe whatever you say, man.
Harley didn't take shit off of nobody. Harley was a pretty controversial figure in the pro wrestling world. But Harley Race was not Irish, so we're going to talk Irish tonight.
Did I show everybody my Lego?
No, I didn't see it. The hell is it? Oh, that's fucking, what's his name? I can't even, Captain
Spaulding.
Spaulding, yeah.
Our friend Beth gave that to me.
I like it.
Yeah, it's cool. It's different. I didn't know they made them like that. Like,
we got the Phantom Opera ghost right here, or whatever you want to call him. The cursed Phantom that we still haven't done his show.
Yeah, we were going to do it this week.
We were going to do it this week, and then I said, well, why don't we do the Chainsaw Massacre movies? And then I realized it was St. Patrick's Day.
So, yeah.
And guess what we're doing for St. Patrick's Day, Bubba?
Would it have anything to do with leprechauns?
Leprechaun. And we're going to do the first movie in the Leprechaun series.
Yes.
The first and probably the best, maybe, I would
yes.
think.
Yes.
We're going to spoil that right away. I think the first is the best. Leprechaun was a 1993. They call it a horror comedy.
I
don't know how you could not have a comedy when you got a leprechaun involved. So I think that's kind of, I don't like that term. A leprechaun's just a leprechaun. He ain't comedy.
Yeah.
He wants his gold, goddammit.
Wants his freaking gold.
You didn't say the F word. What's up with that? I even got a fucking green pumpkin tonight. I'm saying the fuck word a lot tonight, I guess, because I'm all St. Patrick's Day'd up here.
You're talking Irish. That's the only Irish.
I can't. That's all I can say is me gold. So we're going to talk about Leprechaun. I'll let you get started there, Bubba.
All right. Leprechaun. Like you said, it was from 1993. It was released on January 8th of 1993. You would have thought they would have released it in March.
I don't even know what. I think it was Trimark Pictures.
Yeah.
Because now it's owned by Lionsgate, because Lionsgate bought out all the small independent studios.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Trimark, who they even were, but yeah, why would you not release it in March for
to go along with the theme
St. Patrick's Day?
Exactly.
But they did not. So that's why Trimark is out of business, I guess, and Lionsgate owns them.
It's directed by Mark Jones, written by Mark Jones, produced by Jeffrey B. Malian. Cinematography by Levy Isaacs. Edited by Christopher Roth. Music by Kevin Kiner, Robert J. Walsh. The music for this, it sort of had an old horror movie feeling to it, like lots of piano and stuff in it.
Yeah, it's a pretty good soundtrack, actually, surprisingly, it didn't have a bunch of Irish music playing in it, I guess.
No.
What do we got here? Hold on, my computer's telling me something.
What's going on with your computer?
I don't know. It's doing some dumb update. I just stopped it. Sorry about that.
Well, anyway, production company is Trimark Pictures, distributed by Trimark Pictures. Running time of 92 minutes. Country of origin is the United States. English language. Budget was $1 million. Any guess on how much it brought at the box office?
I don't know offhand. I think about maybe $10 million.
No, a little less than that. 8.6, actually.
So I'm looking a little bit about Trimark Pictures. Their first film was Warlock. You remember Warlock?
Well, I was told that this was their first movie. This was their first release.
Not what I'm being told. They signed a deal with ABC Video. I guess that's ABC, the network.
Huh.
And Warlock was the first. And then they did the sequel to Warlock. And Leprechaun came out in 1993. So, yeah, Warlock came out in 1989. So that was their first. And Warlock was the one that got, delayed for a long time because they wanted to ban it.
So did this one. This one got delayed too. We'll get into that in a little bit.
We will. And Trimark merged with Lionsgate in 2000, and that was the end of Trimark, and Lionsgate now owns all the rights.
They put
to
out a bunch of movies, though. I remember seeing that Trimark
logo
on a bunch of
they
stuff.
They did. They did a lot of horror movies.
Yeah.
A lot of weird, like they did the Philadelphia Experiment 2, Return of the Living Dead 3. And oddly enough, they did something called Frankenstein Unbound with 20th Century Fox that I've never heard of. They did The Dentist. You remember that movie?
Yeah, wasn't there a couple of them?
There were a couple of dentists too, but I don't remember The Dentist very well.
It had what's his name there. From L.A. Law in it. What's his name? I can't remember his name.
I don't remember L.A. Law.
All right. Well, you want to go over the plot, Carl?
Well, the plot's pretty simple. We'll just do it freestyle here. So, beginning of the movie, old Irish guy named what? What was his name?
What was his name?
O'Shea, I think. Bobby O'Shea.
Bobby
is
O'Grady. O'Grady.
O'Grady. I knew it was a soul something.
Oh.
He's he comes home from a trip and finds the stolen gold that he from the leprechaun, I guess did his wife steal the gold? Somebody
no,
stole the
he got the gold from the leprechaun when he was over in Ireland for his mom's funeral.
Why'd the leprechaun give him his gold?
I guess that's the way. If you say tell the leprechaun to give me all your gold, I guess he has to give you all his gold.
Well, the leprechaun found him back home and killed his wife. So O'Grady uses the four-leaf clover trick to suppress the leprechaun's power, and they lock him up in a crate. And he's going to burn him, but before he burns him, he dies. O'Grady dies.
No, he didn't die yet. He didn't
he
die.
He ain't dead yet.
No,
I thought he killed
he,
over.
He just had a stroke.
I just watched this movie twice. How do I not know these things? That's right. He didn't die because they go talk to him later about the leprechaun.
Yeah.
So then we fast forward about 10 or 15 years, and this dude's bringing his daughter, who is Jennifer Aniston, to this old crapped up house, and all she does is bitch and complain. I don't want to be here. I don't want to live here. And that takes us to the movie right there.
Yeah.
How's that for a plot?
Basically,
I love when I just freestyle the plot.
The leprechaun basically is trying to get his gold back.
Yeah, he wants me gold.
He wants me gold. All right.
So that's the plot.
All right,
that's
Carl
what you're gonna.
McTodd.
Yes, there, Irish Bubba. I'm Scottish. I'm not Irish.
All right.
So
let's go over the cast
let's
here.
Let's do the cast because there's some good people in the movie, actually. Well, at least two of them.
All right. First, we got Warwick Davis as the leprechaun. And you might know him from Willow.
You want to go over Warwick Davis a little bit? He was also the Ewok Wicket.
Okay, yeah.
But more known for being in Willow.
Yep.
He was also in some of the other Star Wars movies later. He was in The Phantom Menace and The Force Awakens, and I think he made an appearance in the Rise of the Skywalker as Wicket in sort of a flash scene. So a lot of Star Wars work for Warwick Davis, but yeah, Willow will always be his role, I believe. And Leprechaun.
Yep.
I guess he was having some trouble getting some jobs after Willow and decided the leprechaun script was okay.
Yeah, and his kid had just died too. His son died.
How sad is that? I did not know that.
Infant son, yeah. And he thought it might be a little bit therapeutic for him to go ahead and take this job, and brought his wife with him. And she was on the set with him every day, I guess. So
I will say that when I think of a leprechaun, I think of Warwick Davis. So he killed it with this role.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Absolute genius in this. Better than Willow? Probably not. Better than Wicket? Probably so, because all Wicket did was go around and growl and go, Ichiwawa. So, yeah.
All right. Next, we got Jennifer Aniston.
And boy, did we ever.
As Tori Redding. Yeah, she was pretty hot during this.
Well, they dressed her very provocatively in this movie on purpose, I suppose.
Yeah, she looked really good in a sundress and
shorts up to her butt. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we can talk about
that. That might be mentioned a few times throughout this episode. So,
what was it?
I said that might be mentioned a few times throughout the episode, too. Well, so
she's 54 years old, so nobody can say nothing.
Yeah, and she's still hot as hell. So.
She sure is. Jennifer Aniston's a very pretty lady.
All right, next we got Ken Olant as Nathan Murphy. He's one of the painter guys.
The muscle guy.
Yeah, and then we got Mark Holton as Ozzie Jones, and he sort of played like the slow guy, sort of like mentally challenged, I guess you'd call it.
Actually, he did a pretty good job. I mean...
Yeah, he played,
you would actually think that maybe he did have a disability in it.
And he's also played in, he was Teen Wolf in the Teen Wolf movies too.
Okay.
He played on like the, I forget what his name was. Let's see if it doesn't show up right quick. So, all right, next we got Robert High Gorman as Alex Murphy. He was the little kid in the movie that was, he was also one of the painters. I don't know why they had a kid with him painting, but
I think he was Ozzy's caretaker.
Was he?
I think. I don't know.
All right. Next, we got David Permenter as Deputy Tip Trippett. William Newman as Sheriff Roy Cronin. Shay Duffin as Dan O'Grady.
Oh, Mr. Grady. There you go. There's my Irish voice, so everybody can make fun of that.
It sounded like a Irish Count Karabi.
It is a very Count Karabi voice at Irish time. Yes, indeed it is.
Pamela Mant as Mrs. O'Grady.
Lady, she did die, but Dan O'Grady did not die, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Mrs. O'Grady got pushed down the steps, I guess.
By the leprechaun.
By the leprechaun.
Evil leprechauns.
John Sandiford as J.D. Redding. That was Tori's father. And he wasn't in the movie that long.
No, he was just there, and he's like, okay, let's just leave.
He goes off to the hospital, and that was the last you've seen of him.
Yeah.
So, and then we got John Volstadt as Joe.
Who the hell was Joe?
I don't know. Who was Joe? I don't remember Joe.
And I've watched this thing twice, and I don't remember half of it. And I've seen it 100 times, and I still don't remember a Joe. Or that the fact that O'Grady didn't die. I thought he died.
All right. Well, you want to get anything else, or you want to hit the trivia?
Either that or we'll go over the production. You want to do trivia first?
Let's go over production, then we'll go over trivia.
Okay.
Do you want to start with the production?
Yeah, we'll talk about the writer and the director of the movie, which was Mark Jones. He had done TV shows.
Yeah.
And decided to make a film, sort of low budget would be his best opportunity. And you know where he got the inspiration for the leprechaun?
Lucky Charms.
Frosted Lucky Charms commercials. He wanted to create a leprechaun character and turn him into a bad guy. And he was influenced by the film Critters as well. Yep. You know, the small little, you remember Critters, don't you? I get Critters and Ghoulies mixed up. Ghoulies was better.
Yeah, and I think Undertaker was in Critters. He played one of the space bounty warden guys in that.
Okay. So Jones brought the concept to TriMark, and they were looking to get into the film business. And this was, you know, they were starting out with War. I think they bought Warlock because Warlock was done like 3 years and kept getting canceled. So maybe this was their first movie they actually produced, whereas Warlock was the first movie they released. I'm going to say that's how it went.
Yeah.
So probably the first in-house production from TriMark. And like you said, it was under a $1 million budget, according to Fangora.
Yeah.
And he spent a long time developing the Leprechaun character.
Yeah, he started writing the script in like 1985.
It was a long road to get here.
Yeah.
And it became more comedic as it came along. And
I guess the producer and the TriMark, they kept butting heads about that. The producer wanted more horror, like along the lines of, like, you know, the slasher horror type stuff.
That would have been a bad move.
Yeah. And then TriMark wanted more of a comedic element to it.
Well, they did good because a leprechaun's supposed to be funny. They're not supposed to be like this mad killer, I wouldn't think. But
fun,
they got Warwick
evil, you know?
Yeah. Well, they got Warwick Davis, who, hit, like I said, he kind of hit the dry spell after being in Willow. And he liked the script. And like you said, I guess he had some issues and decided to be therapeutic to play a leprechaun. And Jennifer Aniston was totally unknown. This was her first role.
Yep.
And Jones was impressed and cast her as the...
Well, TriMark didn't want her. They wanted some blonde...
Bimbo?
Yeah, blonde bimbo to be in it.
Well, I'm glad they picked Jennifer because that was good for her.
Yep. Yeah. Even though she denounces the movie to this day.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know. I've heard stories about she tried to get her name off of it and all that.
Whoa. Yoda just attacked me.
He did. He's gone. Where did he go?
He just hit me. I'm hurt. I got to have to call the ambulance. I'm injured.
The Bambalans?
Damn you, Yoda. He's pissed off because Warwick Davis is in this instead of him. I think Yoda wanted to play the leprechaun.
You think so?
Frank Oz himself. He wanted to be, they wanted to puppeteer the leprechaun, maybe. That's not true, folks. I'm just making shit up now for the fact that Yoda just made me jump and attack me. That scared me, actually.
Oh, shit. You did jump a little bit there.
Yeah, well, yeah. When you got something, just boom, boom. Damn, Yoda. Somebody hired Yoda to attack me. I think it was Jimbo. Jimbo says, I don't like apes. I like apes. I just don't want to watch all of the movies, including the Tim Burton Planet of the Apes movies. But y'all did a really good job on that one for the second movie.
Well, thanks.
Thumbs up to all three of you guys on that.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome. So the shooting was from October to December.
Yeah, 91.
91.
So it sat on the shelf for a while, too.
And they filmed it, I guess, after Terminator 2 finished production. And guess where they filmed some of it? At Big Sky Ranch. And guess what was filmed there?
Little House on the Prairie and my favorite.
Your favorite show ever, The Waltons.
Yep.
And John Boy was on set.
Was he?
Yeah. He was trying to antagonize the leprechaun.
Was he really?
Just to piss you off.
That bastard.
Yeah.
That bastard John Boy.
I still don't know what you have against Richard Thomas.
I guess Warwick Davis thought it was a little blasphemous that they were
filming it. To film it where the John Boy and Laura Ingalls came from.
Oh,
well, that's all I got on the production stuff. It might be a little bit on the makeup. I don't know.
Yeah, the makeup guy did a good job.
Yeah, I don't have any details on the makeup. So
I guess he had the guy's name that did it was Gabe Bartalos. And the TriMark contacted him and he did three different versions of the makeup for it. And they ended up choosing the final one.
Well, it's good makeup, so I thought they did good with it, at least.
And it took 3 hours to apply to Warwick's face. and another 40 minutes to take it all off. And he described it as it not being a very pleasant sensation.
Probably not. I wouldn't want to be made up as a leprechaun.
It would have been heavy because that was some thick stuff on his face, you know?
I got green hair.
Yeah, you got green hair, man.
Hey, I'm hatless. Where's your hat at? He's it's burning dirty. Wood today and burned your hat, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't want to smell like smoke after taking a shower, so. And my other hats are dirty, so. This is a rare occasion.
Well, next year I'm going to have you a green hat for Leprechaun Day for St. Patrick's
Ooh.
Day. I'll forget about that tomorrow, so it'll probably never happen. But I got my Best Made Pickle shirt, Let the Shenanigans Begin. I had my Moxley shirt on earlier.
See what I'm wearing.
You're not even dressed for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, yes, I am. I got my green bottle of liquor here.
Oh, whatever.
So you can't pinch me.
I'll pinch the shit out of you.
All right, let's get into some trivia.
Let's do the trivia.
George Lucas received a special thanks credit because Warwick Davis was under contract with him. And he ended up giving him permission to do the movie. So,
well, that was mighty fine of George Lucas, I guess.
Yeah. Guess who else was in the special thanks credits?
Who was?
Vice President Dan Quayle.
Why?
Because his office sped up a working visa for Warwick Davis to come work in the U.S.
So Dan Quayle actually did something worth the crap.
Yep.
That's the only thing that man ever did that was worth anything.
And misspelled potato.
Not to get political, but I mean, shit, Dan Quayle's been dead, I think. I don't know how many years now. Isn't he dead?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well.
No.
His political career's been dead for 30 years, so.
Yeah. Warwick Davis started regretting making the film, but due to Aniston's later success on television, and many people rented this film, and it actually grossed more on video and DVD than it did at the theater. Like,
yeah, I never knew it was released at the theater, even, honestly. I don't remember it coming out. And that would have been my prime time of seeing horror movies.
I was in California, so I doubt if I seen it in the theater. I probably
I don't remember it ever coming out. Maybe it didn't get released wide.
I've seen it. It would have been on VHS, probably.
Me too. I think that's the first time. I do remember it coming out on videotape.
Yeah, it made like $16.5 million for at home entertainment. So
yeah, it was definitely that's where it became a cult classic.
And now he says that it's one of his favorite movies that he's made.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
Like we said, it's Jennifer Aniston's feature film debut. Warwick Davis repeatedly accused Jennifer Aniston of denying that the film even exists. Aniston replied to Davis that she considered Leprechaun as her first film success, but her beginnings as an actress embarrassed her, and she apologized finally for ghosting the film.
She needs to apologize because that's some bullshit. You don't need to ghost Leprechaun.
I don't care what movie I'd be in. I'd be very proud to be in it.
Had it not been for Leprechaun, she might never been in that stupid-ass Friends.
Yeah. So.
So screw her then if she wants to be a... But at least she's apologized, so I'll accept her apology. Come here.
And please. she was very hot in the movie, so.
Yeah, that's true. Since Yoda left, we're going to have Grogu with us here now for the rest of the show.
Grogu?
You familiar with Grogu?
Oh.
No?
Baby Yoda?
His name is Grogu.
Okay.
Not Baby Yoda. He Grogu. I don't know if you can see me so little.
All right.
So Grogu is with us, folks. I look red. I don't know why.
You look red tonight. I still look a little red. I need to get a filter on here or something to fucking take the red out of my face.
I think because I got all these green lights, it's kind of screwing with my look.
For the scene where Warwick David chases Jennifer Aniston in a wheelchair, Aniston had to run and jiggle in slow motion. Because if you notice throughout this whole movie, every time she's running, the camera is panned down from her waist down. And a lot of that is because so it would be in the point of view of the leprechaun.
Oh, I thought it was the shore.
That too.
Tissue off there.
As we all.
They put her in such short shorts.
As I've said before, she was very hot in this movie.
You need to watch that. You know, we're in 2023. This is the woke era, so you can't be talking about that girl like that.
Well, she's hot. I don't know. What else?
I'm offended by that.
You're not offended by shit. Well, anyway, Warwick had a problem manipulating the wheels because he had gloves on, and he couldn't catch up with her. All right.
That's funny.
Let's see. What else do I got? Warwick is not Irish.
No, he's not. He's
British.
I knew that without any shout of a
Probably
doubt.
Everybody
there.
Knows that anyway, so. All right. Tony Cox, one of Warwick's stunt doubles, later appeared in Leprechaun 2, 1994. Deep Roy, he's another famous little person, stunt guy, actor. He later appeared in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in 2005. And he actually, there's a scene where he punches through a truck window and he actually broke his wrist doing
that.
And I guess also Warwick Davis got some stomach bug and was down for a little while too. And they had to stop production and had to go back and overdub a bunch of his scenes. All righty. Oh, it became the first film produced in-house by Trimark.
But they did release Warlock, but they got Warlock from whoever the hell made Warlock. They tried to ban that movie for fucking ever because I guess back in the 80s, people still had the satanic panic going on. Yeah. We need to cover Warlock. Put that on the notes. It's a fucking awesome movie.
You put it on there. I'm talking.
I'll put it on there later. Fuck, I'll put it on there right now. I got an iPad right here. I have iPads. I have phones. I got Macs. This is a professional. What the hell's wrong with you, Bubba? Bubba just died on us, so now it's my show.
Sorry, I got going on a coughing jag there. Jesus fucking Christ.
I thought you were dead. I thought it was my show.
Character of Deputy Trippett was named after David Trippett, who was an executive producer in charge of production.
Well, leading up to the film's release, Trimark started aggressively marketing the movie, and they partnered with the NBA and the American Stock Exchange.
Really?
Of all people. How weird is that?
Warwick Davis and Mark Holton are the only people in the original to have been in another Leprechaun movie. Let's see, what else do we got?
Well, how about the score? It actually got released on, let me look at this, in Tridio Records back in the day. So it would have actually, they actually had a score that came out for this. I'm sure you couldn't find it now, but you never know, it might have a re-release. So I might have to be looking for that.
Okay.
I'll look it up later.
Warwick Davis felt that shoes were essential to the character. The huge platform shoes that he wore were a challenge to walk in, but once he got it down, they gave him a very distinctive gait. He did walk weird in this movie.
He did walk weird, but I thought that was the leprechaun walk.
I guess he made it the leprechaun walk. He said that
I thought all leprechauns walk that way.
He said that the shoes did more to get him into character than even the makeup. Because of this, he insisted on having the shoes in every leprechaun movie he starred in. So he's probably still got them shoes.
He probably does.
He was given, Warwick Davis was given free rein of how he wanted to play the character. The scene of him rummaging through the kitchen was largely improvised.
Yeah, that was a good scene.
Yeah. As well as his adorable reaction to see his reflection for the first time. It was so funny that the director threw in the close-up of the leprechaun admiring his ghoulish appearance.
Ghoulish? That leprechaun is not ghoulish.
He's just ugly as fuck.
He is not ugly. That's what a leprechaun looks like. You probably think Baby Yoda's ugly. I'm sorry, Grogu. I didn't mean to call you Baby Yoda. I'm sorry. His name is Grogu.
Oh.
You think he ugly too?
The four-leaf clover thing is not true. It will not kill a leprechaun.
No, I knew that. That was all fiction. It's like some of these vampire movies that have all this fake shit in it.
I guess there was a scene where they were eating cereal, and it was called Lucky Clovers.
Yeah, they didn't have the rights to Lucky Charms, I guess.
But I guess they originally had used a Lucky Charms box and then
got sued.
Yeah, General Mills told them to fuck off. Get that out of there.
Oh, and by the way, anybody who's looking, Lucky Charms will not be 50% off after St. Patrick's Day because they have a special St. Patrick's Day edition and everybody thinks it's going to be half off. It's not. So that's a public service announcement. You're going to have to pay full price for the fucking leprechaun Lucky Charms.
I don't like Lucky Charms anyway.
I can't eat that sugar cereal anymore.
Me neither. I never have liked Lucky Charms, though. I was a Cap'n Crunch kind of guy.
I don't know.
Trimark wanted to remove the shoe throwing scene, but the director fought hard to keep it in.
Well, good for him.
That was funny.
It was. It was very funny.
Warwick Davis is actually a speed skater.
Is he?
Roller skate speed skater, yeah.
God, that guy is so awesome, you know?
And he wore his own skates during the scene where he is riding on the road and goes crashing through the fence. He did the stunt himself, I guess.
That guy is really a cool dude. I would like to meet him, I think. I think Jimbo said he met him, actually.
Yep. Some con.
Yeah.
I think Comic-Con.
Might have been.
I don't think, does Comic-Con ever even, the original Comic-Con ever come to Dallas?
They changed the name. It's called something else when it comes to Dallas now. They don't call it Comic-Con anymore.
Oh,
Comic-Con.
Yeah.
They call it Fan Days or Fan something.
Hmm.
It goes to the big convention center over in downtown Dallas.
Okay.
Which is the biggest convention center in the Metroplex. It's probably why they have it there.
Huh.
We got like in the Metroplex, we have like 15,000 convention centers, but the K-Berry Hutchinson one is the big one.
All right. The hospital used in the movie was also used in Halloween 3, Season of the Witch from 1982.
That's interesting.
Yes, it is. When the leprechaun is hopping on a pogo stick, it's played in slow motion because the stunt double using it wasn't able to get but two jumps in at a time.
That's funny.
So they had to slow it down and make it look like there was more jumps. And they ordered insert shots to make the scene gorier because pogoing on the guy's chest and face, I guess, too. I guess guy's face was all bloody, too.
It was.
Well, let's see here. The coin shop used in the movie was actually next to the cafe diner also used in the movie, and they have since merged. And the door to the coin shop is now the entrance to the diner. It's called the Sagas Cafe, and it's still open to this day, and it's been open for over 130 years.
Holy shit.
Oldest restaurant in Los Angeles County.
That's pretty cool.
I guess this was supposed to be set in North Dakota or some shit.
I have no idea where it happened. I don't think they really ever said.
Oh, let's see.
I got a little bit of the, some of the reception. The movie was mostly negative. One of the film critics said this should have been released directly to video and never sent to the theaters. And it only came out in 600 theaters. That's why I probably didn't see it in the theater. It was a very small release.
Very limited.
Very limited. But now Lionsgate released it on DVD in 2008, and it was a triple feature with Leprechaun 1 and 2 and 3, all the first three movies. They since released the entire collection except for the new one, which was called Leprechaun Returns, and that's what I've got on Blu-ray. But it also came with a digital copy, and since I'm lazy, I actually was watching it on Vudu. So I did not see if there's any special features on the Blu-ray or not. So all right. I was very bad this week. I did not do my job, so sorry. I watched it on Vudu. I took the easy way out. It's not a very good video on Vudu either. It does not look even 1080 for that matter.
Really? So,
and then I should have pulled the Blu-ray out and seen what that looked like, but it's been a busy Thanksgiving. What is this? Not Thanksgiving. St. Patrick's Day week. I guess it's Thanksgiving for the Irish folk.
Mark Jones came up with the mythology that the only way to kill a leprechaun was a four-leaf clover. He wanted it to be like wooden stakes for vampires.
Yeah, that was kind of a dumb idea, but it worked.
And he was pretty disappointed that this mythology was not carried over in the sequels.
Well, I can see why it was not. Sorry, dude. Hold on, I got to start another wrestling game up here.
What?
Yeah.
I'm talking. When the leprechaun's hand pokes through the phone, it was hugely compared to a similar scene from Nightmare on Elm Street. With the tongue coming out of the phone.
I don't know about that.
And Mark Jones said it was never intended to be an homage to that scene.
I don't think it was. I think you're digging now, Bubba.
I'm just reading what I'm reading, brother.
Well, you do know this has got a 27% on Rotten Tomatoes, right?
Yeah.
And it's got a 17 out of 100 from Media Critic. And Entertainment Weekly said in 2014 it was Jennifer Aniston's worst role.
Well, it was her first role. Fuck.
Well, it was her worst role, according to Entertainment Weekly. What the fuck do they know about anything? I think Friends was her worst role. And I've never watched a single episode of Friends, so I don't give a shit.
All right, in the original script, Ozzy was supposed to carry a pet frog named Ralph with him all the time.
Well, let's be glad that he did not.
And at the end, Ozzy checks in his pocket, realizing he's gone, and they begin to cry for his loss until it jump scares them.
That would have been dumber than Yoda scaring me earlier. Everybody needs one good scare on St. Patrick's Day. Yoda scared me.
That's funny. Frog.
Oh, what else we got for Leprechaun? Anything else?
There's a bunch more, but I've went over a bunch of this stuff already.
Yeah, I think we're just starting to repeat at this point.
Let's see here. The original script was sold. Did you say this already? It was sold to Movie Store Entertainment.
I don't
Then
think this.
Trimark got it from them.
I don't know.
Who the hell is Movie Store Entertainment? Never heard of it.
I don't know, but I'm sure Lionsgate owns them now, like they own everybody else.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, back to the Blu-ray release. Lionsgate put out the all the movies and the new one. And it's a pretty good release. Like I said, I was lazy, did not pull any of the bonuses. I don't even know if it had a lot of bonuses or not. A lot of these older movies, there's not a lot available on them. Some like archive stuff. But as much as like Lionsgate, they do not put out good releases. And they do not sell to Scream Factory either. They do their own in-house releasing. And they've owned the Vestron video label now, so they've put out a few limited editions through that, and they have done really good jobs.
That's some old stuff, that old Vestron video.
Well, Lionsgate bought the name, and they just release it as sort of their horror movie label, and they do put out some good special features with that label and some like commentary. So I love Lionsgate. I can't knock them, but I wish they would do a better job on some of these older movies that they have inherited. They don't do a very good job, honestly. But they do put out the entire trilogy of movies. I think, what was it they put out? Maybe it's Children of the Corn. They put all the, like, all but the first movie out in a big pack for that.
Yeah, you like them ones you see at the Walmart and stuff in the bargain bin?
They do. They will give you all the movies at a pretty good price. So, got to appreciate that.
Yeah, I think I've seen all the all these in the Walmart discount bin.
Yeah, that would be Lionsgate. They do give a good deal on stuff. I do wish they would sell to the Scream Factory or Arrow Video so they could put out some really good. I would love to see a collector's edition of Leprechaun, but I doubt we ever will because that's not Lionsgate's MO. So we're stuck with the plain Blu-ray unless they decide to 4K it. And they really need to because that Voodoo copy was terrible. It was not a good copy. It was very pretty crappy. We'll just leave it at that. It was not a. It was definitely not in 1080.
Well, I watched it on Peacock, and
maybe
it looked
Peacock
good on
has
there.
A better copy.
Yeah, it looks good on there. It was 1080p. So
I think Voodoo's got a pretty crappy copy of it right now. Right now, I don't know that they'll ever change it, but it is what it is. I watched the movie twice. I finally had to watch it a third time. Because I kept missing the ending for various reasons and
falling asleep. Like
it ended exactly how I remembered it with the four leaf clover thing. I just spoiled the movie, but you know the Leprechaun's gonna come back because there is Leprechaun 2, Leprechaun 3, Leprechaun 4. Then I think he went to space in 4.
Yep, it was yes.
Leprechaun in the Hood was 5. Leprechaun Goes Back to the Hood was 6. I think 7 was Leprechaun Origins, which was an actual good movie. And then they had Leprechaun Returns, which is supposedly a sequel to the original movie, but did not have Warwick Davis in it. So,
yeah.
And it gets shitty, shitty, shitty reviews. So I don't recommend
Leprechaun. Yeah, I think I've seen that. I think it is not the best thing in the world. It's more dark. They made it more dark. All right, you got anything else?
I do not, actually. I do not. I think we've covered it pretty well for what we got.
All right. Well, what are you going to rate it as? How many four-leaf clovers? How many bloody
four-leaf clovers? I'm going to give Leprechaun a 2.5 because that's what it deserves. It's a low-budget movie. It's a fun movie. But it is what it is. It's not a great movie. It's not a bad movie. It's worth watching on St. Patrick's Day. And that's about it, probably.
Yep.
Next year, we're going to watch Leprechaun 2 for St. Patrick's Day. I'm warning everybody ahead of time.
Yep. You got a year to wait for that sucker.
You got a year to wait for that. And I'll be wearing my pickle shirt and my beads and my green hair for next year.
I'll have to come up with something green.
I don't know what we did last St. Patrick's Day. I guess we ignored.
I think we totally blew it off, man. Which is
almost did this year. We were gonna do them chainsaw movies that I said, hey, that'd be fun to do.
Yeah.
So, but I give credit for Leprechaun. It was my idea.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I say it's a 2.5.
Way to be a good contributor.
Yeah. I'm not the co-host though, right? No.
So a 2.5, huh?
Yeah, it's an average movie.
Yeah.
That's average. Okay. 2.5 is not a bad number. That's average for we do 5. We don't go to 10.
Yeah.
If it went to 10, I'd give it a 5. So yeah, it's definitely a very average horror movie. It's fun to watch, but I can't give it any higher because it is what it is. Is what Leprechaun is. Okay. It's better than all the others.
Yep.
It is. It's just what it is. It's Leprechaun. You can't hate it.
It's really become a cult classic.
And it's great to watch on St. Patrick's Day. That's sort of my. I don't usually watch part 2 or part 3 or space. I don't think I've ever watched the space one, honestly.
I don't think I've watched anything past 2, to be honest with you.
3's not bad. The first 3 are actually decent movies. Leprechaun in the Hood becomes a joke by that point.
Yeah, they must have went with the Leprechaun in space with the Jason X.
I think it came before Jason X, maybe.
Did it? Well, all right. Well, I'm going to give it a 3. Just for the fact that Warwick Davis was in it. I've always enjoyed everything that he's done.
He's a good guy. Yeah, I've enjoyed his work throughout his career.
And the cinematography was actually really good for a low budget film.
The whole movie's done well. I should give it a 3 too, honestly. I'll bump it up to a 3. I'll go with you.
Okay.
It's a good movie. I mean, like I said, it is what it is. You can't expect a movie called Leprechaun to be great.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
but
the
is
makeup,
it any worse
very
than
good
some
makeup.
Of the,
that guy did
yeah,
a good
it,
job.
The makeup is great. I think you're giving it a 3 because of Jennifer Aniston.
Although that was my next point, and because Jennifer Aniston's fucking hot in it, man.
Oh, come on, dude. Be nice.
I am being nice. Oh, that's a compliment.
She is 54 years old now, so don't trash on us.
She's hot. She's still hot.
Well, that's all I got for St. Patrick's Day, Bubba. What do you got?
I'm with you. I'm finishing my drink here for St. Patrick's Day. So I guess that's it for Leprechaun. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate
it. Kudos to the Dark Hour Haunted House for having us out. It was a fun time. I say us. Bubba wasn't there.
No, Bubba didn't go. Bubba got left behind.
It was me and one of my kids. It was kid night.
All right, everybody. Check us out on all the social medias. Leave us a Apple rating and review or a rating on Spotify, if you listen on Spotify.
Find me at carltodd.com on Facebook, and I'll friend you. You can keep up with all the crazy shit I got going on.
Yeah, we're not hard to find. We're pretty
not
easy
hard
to find.
At all. Count Karabi Museum, just www.countkarabi.com. We're actually actively working on the haunted house I guess we're burning wood, if that's considered actively working.
Cleaning up.
Cleaning up. We're getting ready to rebuild the museum room.
Yep. Probably be doing that next weekend if it don't rain. Or we don't have more storm damage.
Or I don't get sent to Moxley Manor. Finally, I'm keep waiting for Richard to call us, or call me, or call you, or call somebody to come build out there. So, Richard, if you're listening, call me. I'll come tear some shit down.
Be happy to help you anytime, brother. But support the show if you want. Buy us a cup of coffee.
Buy some
YouTube.
Merch.
Watch us on the YouTube.
We need to get the YouTube going a little stronger. I'm going to start pushing that over the next. Going into April is going to be YouTube push month. I've just decided.
Push it.
Push it, baby. Push it. Look at push there. Push it there, Bubba. Push it, Bubba. God dang, that was sexy right there.
Did it make you moist?
No, it did not. It was semi-offensive, but it's okay.
Was my moves jiggling?
It's okay, dude. We'll just act like it never happened and go from there.
Hopefully
you're not watching on YouTube and had to witness that, because I'm closing my eyes now.
All right, everybody.
Rogu says, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Yoda attacked me and fell onto
the floor.
Oh, and also, I have ate nothing but corned beef
and
cabbage for the last 2 days. So nobody will probably be wanting to hang around me for a while.
No, I'm not going to come around you, dude.
All right, everybody.
See you.
Thanks for listening, guys. And stay evil, everybody.
The luck of the Irish is being packed and shipped to a little town in South Dakota whose luck may have just run out.
It's out of the crate.